This is Tree Talk. Welcome to the programme. This week, David and I have been looking at the issue of gay marriage after Stormont narrowly rejected a proposal by the Green Party and Sinn Féin to allow gay marriage in Northern Ireland. We got opinions from both sides of the debate.
Well, Tara, I spoke to the UUP's Corrine councillor, David Barber, on the proposals. Now, some people may find what he has to say here offensive, and there's no doubt that it's another problem the Ulster Unionist Party could probably do without, coming just the day after Mike Nesbitt sacked his deputy leader. But I began by asking Mr. Barber how his constituents felt about the issue of gay or equal marriage.
Well, I have not discussed it with any colleagues in Corrine, but my personal view is that I would not support the premise of gay marriage or same-sex marriage, because I do believe that marriage is a natural institution, and it has been embedded in sacred tradition. And I might point out that it's long before the church ever came into being, long before governments came into being, and it's something that has arisen out of the creation of mankind. So therefore I think it's an institution that stands alone on its own right.
Well, gay people would argue as well that their relationships are just as natural and equal.
I understand the cry for human rights, for equality, but I think that you cannot infringe on something as ancient as that, because it is a union between male and female, made for each other, with their different attributes brought together. It's an institution that is there for the rearing of children. It's there for the blending of, as the church calls it, one flesh. And from a Christian tradition, it's very much embedded in religion. Even in the larger religions of the world, they do have a divine framework in which to work within that. And as it says in the marriage vows, what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. Now, I know I'm coming from a Christian perspective, but I have to go back to the fact that it's a union that has existed from time and eternity, from the ancient histories of man, and something I think it stands in its own right. It cannot be shared to everyone, because once you transgress and deviate from the core principles of marriage, then you open yourself to all sorts of arrangements, and we don't know where we're going down that road.
Well, in the 21st century in Northern Ireland, there are different types of families exist, and there are many children out there as well without homes. Wouldn't gay marriage provide another form of care for children rather than going through the state?
I'm quite sure there are some very fine people of the same sex relationship. They have got rights at the moment under law, which they have without having to call for the state of marriage. I am also very aware of the need for adoption rates to be increased. But nevertheless, when we talk about love for children, love for each other, love itself on its own is not an argument for marriage. Because if we say that love is an argument for marriage, then we could say love between father and daughter could be an argument. We could talk about love between and close relatives could be an argument, and we know for some very good reasons that is not allowed. So the law does.
You wouldn't equate gay marriage with love between relatives, surely?
I don't think that same-sex marriage does anything for children. In fact, it has been mooted on various occasions. Various studies show that they do much better with male and female upbringing, and they have the father and mother figures to look to, and that together, brought together, seems to be the best way that nature has provided for the upbringing of family. And as well as that, coming back again to the Christian ethos of the two becoming one flesh, we have the male attributes and the female attributes, the motherhood and the fatherhood coming together, and once that done, that's a wholesome relationship in which the child then can relate to. And I just noticed some time back, I happened to catch my eye on the Daily Mail, where Elton John, who is married to, or he is a same-sex partnership, and he has adopted a son, and he actually says that it will break his son's heart to realise that he hasn't got a mother. So even a man who's very prominent in that argument actually admits that the female, the motherhood, is very important.
Although you're coming at this from a Christian perspective, the proposals won't really affect the church. And if some people won't believe that, yes, you know, a child is better brought up with a mother and father, other people equally may, and the children as well, maybe as happy being brought up in a same-sex household. Shouldn't it be really the role of the state to make sure that it's impartial and that it gives everyone that right?
Well, there again, I would have to state that I don't think it's a right for everyone. There are constraints and there are certain laws laid down in life to restrain us from doing what we want. We live in a controlled society, so controls are necessary. And I think that the institution of marriage, as it is and has been traditionally and conventional, I think is the one that has been proven, has been tested, and I think it does express the natural arrangement more than others. I do realise there are other family or other countries such as Brazil or Argentina, Canada, and maybe some states in America and France that have now give way to same-sex marriage. But I was very perturbed that in France, I'm told, that they're changing the name of mother and father and they're putting in parents. So this is a far-reaching thing. And once we open the door to that there, we don't know where we're going. We don't know what new relationships will be required, what will be asked for, and we don't know what changes in legislation. In other words, even consummation of marriage through the sexual union, that's something will also be challenged as well, because that no longer stands in any marriage separation. So the marriage laws will be so dramatically changed that we'll not even recognise our institution anymore.
How do you feel about the party's position that MLAs and party members are entitled a free vote on the issue? Do you think maybe the leadership should have given a more clear direction?
Well, it is a free vote and it's left to open conscience. I would have liked the party to have given a direction to members, because even though a free vote is something which political parties can allow, sometimes they do find it necessary to give a general direction on how they feel people should go. I haven't heard any particular direction, but I do know the party leader at the moment, who belongs to quite a modern ethos, I thought, and maybe more liberal than some of the traditional people in their party. He does oppose same-sex marriage because he believes the traditional institution is the best.
I asked Gavin Boyd from gay lobby group The Rainbow Project for his reaction to Mr. Barber's comments. Gavin, we've been talking to UUP Councillor David Barber today. He suggests that if love is an argument for marriage, then we could say that love between a father and daughter could be an argument. What's your reaction to that?
It's a ridiculous and nonsense argument to make. The difference between a loving couple based on a respect and dignity and appreciation of the value of two people in love is not the same as the abusive relationship between a father and his daughter. To even compare the two is degrading to all the same-sex couples across the world who are sick and tired with being compared to child abusers and paedophiles. It's a nonsense argument which has no place in this debate. Marriage equality is one of the most fundamental human rights issues of our time. This is about the status of loving couples, regardless of their sexual orientation, being recognised and respected equally by the state. Well, we were very happy with the way the vote went today. Obviously, it didn't pass, but we had never expected that it would be so close, and I think the DUP were surprised at how close it was as well. We're confident that equal marriage will become a reality in Northern Ireland. It mightn't happen today, it mightn't happen next year or the year after, but it is an inevitability. It will come here and we will be the ones to make sure that happens.
Gavin, do you feel that attitudes towards gay marriage are changing in Northern Ireland?
Well, I mean, people's opinions in Northern Ireland have changed dramatically, as they have across the UK, across Europe, over the past 10 to 15 years ago. You know, Northern Ireland was the last part of the UK to decriminalise same-sex attraction 30 years ago this year. This is a big 30-year anniversary for us, which we'll be celebrating. And in that time, we have gone from a very reactionary view of same-sex attraction to being where we are today, where Belfast Pride is one of the biggest and best-attended public events on the island of Ireland. The attitudes of people have changed immeasurably over the past number of years, and that's because more people have felt able and confident and safe to come out. And once someone who's close to you, once someone who you have a personal relationship, a friend, a brother, a sister, or a colleague has come out to you, it's difficult to see them through the prejudiced glasses that people would have viewed them in the past. They're not deviants or criminals or any of the other lies that are told about gay people. They're the people you know, and we want the people that we know and care about to have the same rights as everyone else.
You can join the discussion online at facebook.com/newsjunkANI. where we are currently running a poll to find out if our listeners support equal marriage in Northern Ireland.
Or join the conversation on Twitter. Tweet your views to @NewsJunkieNI.